the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. Dr. Mohler is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and one of the nation's leading theologians and cultural commentators. To get online with Dr. Mohler, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Now, here's your host, Dr. Albert Mohler.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Albert Mohler Program. It is a spectacular fall day here in Louisville, Kentucky. I hope it is where you are as well. My favorite time of the year, and there is, as always, lots to talk about. There is a big story out there brewing about why a lot of school districts and other authorities are having to rethink clothing regulations and dress codes, and maybe even the idea of uniforms, because of what's being worn by young people today in terms of T-shirts and clothing with explicit messages. Kids are buying T-shirts and other articles of clothing with words on them, most of them not repeatable on this program, using a lot of double entendre, double meaning, in order to insinuate a very clear sexual message. Now, I can understand why kids being kids might decide that this is a popular fad. I can understand that kids being kids, they might just try to transgress and push against the boundaries. I have to tell you, what shocks me is these kids have parents. What in the world are these parents thinking? Why would you let your kid out of the house wearing something that is so explicitly sexual? We're going to be talking about this on the program today because I think it's one of those opportunities for Christian parents to think again about why we must parent our children differently than the rest of the world. And it comes down to even what you would allow your kid to wear on a T-shirt. We'll be back with some examples and other illustrations of what's going on in this phenomenon. But to join the conversation, call 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. First, a review of some issues in the news. The Philadelphia School District, that is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, has declared October Gay and Lesbian History Month. On the 2006-2007 school calendar, this month, the entire month, is going to be devoted to a special emphasis on gay and lesbian history. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported this week that the school district had received about 120 complaints from parents. Parents are saying that they simply are offended by the fact that the school district is thus taking a position on sexuality, and in particular, homosexuality, that is offensive to their own deepest convictions and beliefs. One parent announced that she's pulling her child out of the school for the entire month of October. 200,000 calendars, according to Baptist Press, printed and sent to parents. The Philadelphia Inquirer reporting that this Gay and Lesbian History Month is something the school board knew was going to be controversial. Cecilia Cummings, spokeswoman for the school district, said, "We knew this would be controversial. When you deal with diversity, there are some hot-button issues that emerge." Let me tell you what's really going on here. You know, there is Black History Month, and there is a good rationale behind that in terms of the fact that what we have in America today is a culture that bears the legacy of racism. And we, as a nation, benefit by reclaiming of a knowledge that had been largely submerged and hidden from our official histories and all the rest. Now, I'm not saying that everything done during that month is healthy or helpful. I am saying that I'm not at all offended by it. As a matter of fact, I think it can be a good thing. I think the fact that publishers time books to come out then and other observances to happen then can be a good consciousness-raising exercise. But you know what? There isn't any respected American, no respected American, no American who deserves respect, who is going to come out and say, look, there's a basic values disagreement over whether or not African-American citizens should be treated on equality with non-African-American citizens. That's not a controversial issue. Why? Because it is clear that the American people know that this is the case. There is no basic divide in the American people, we should be glad to say, over that question. But on homosexuality, the vast majority of Americans believe that homosexuality is a sin. The vast majority of American parents say clearly they don't want their kids being taught that homosexuality is natural and normal. But the Philadelphia School District is forcing this on the children and on the parents, and it is a violation of the trust of any public school district. It's another example of what is happening to the public schools when they become the circus of ideologies, when the public schools become the mechanism for influencing the next generation, not on reading and writing and arithmetic, but on the social values that the ideological elites want our children to hold and to believe. Sunita Watson, this is one parent in Philadelphia. She says she's going to homeschool her second-grade daughter during October, and there are other parents talking about a boycott as well. Quote, how can you celebrate Gay and Lesbian Month? What are you going to teach my daughter? This parent asked. They need to have a nonviolence month, not a gay and lesbian month. Our children have enough to worry about with the drugs and other problems. Now, the spokesperson for the school district said there's no particular agenda here in terms of a curriculum. Right. Just a consciousness-raising exercise. Peter LaBarbera, president of Americans for Truth, says this is just the first step. The whole homosexual agenda is implemented incrementally. First, you have the legislation about hate crimes. Then you have sexual orientation laws. Then you have teaching in schools, and that's where they are now. Kind of the end game. Again, he said they're promoting one side of the issue to vulnerable and impressionable children. This is all about celebrating homosexuality, and there's no consideration given for people from traditional faith households. Just deal with it. How many times do we hear that from different cultural authorities, in this case, the Philadelphia School District, on the issue of homosexuality? USA Today is out with an interesting article given some of our conversation this week. Earlier this week, we asked the question, would you give your child a drug, in particular Ritalin, Adderall, or a similar psychotropic drug just to increase their grades? Because that's something that's happening. Pediatricians are crying out, they're crying foul, saying they have parents coming to them, saying that their children have ADHD or similar diagnosed problems because they want the drugs. There is evidence that kids who take these drugs, at least some of them, and at certain stages in their lives, will be able to give greater focus and perhaps perform better on tests and other assignments. USA Today is out with a report by Marilyn Elias suggesting that we have now reached the point where we have double generation Ritalin takers. We have ADHD in double generations. You know, it's one thing when you're dealing with the son with ADHD. But what if the dad dealing with the son with ADHD also has ADHD? USA Today is very clear about this. A study of more than 107,000 privately insured children done by Medco Health Solutions Incorporated found that those who are the parents of children taking ADHD medication are about nine times more likely also to use the drugs than parents of children who aren't on those drugs. Now, I'm actually not surprised. I mean, this is kind of inevitable, isn't it? I mean, once you decide to medicalize the problem, then you medicalize it up and you medicalize it down, which is to say that, you know, you don't outgrow all these problems, especially if you hold the XY chromosome and you are male. There are attentiveness problems throughout all of life. And, you know, if you're dependent upon these drugs at one point of life, then why not at later points of life? Parents of kids taking Ritalin and other drugs for ADHD are nine times more likely themselves also to take the drugs. Every time I talk about this, I have to say, I am not a medical doctor. I'm not dispensing medical advice. I am suggesting that as a culture, we are making a very loud statement. When we medicalize our kids like this, you're talking about millions of American children on drugs like Ritalin and Adderall. You're talking about an expanding black market in these drugs, and now you're talking about the fact that if Johnny's taking them, Johnny's dad might be wanting them too. And even though we're talking basically about two generations, parents and children, by and large, it is more than often the case. You have it's boys and their dads, and more than daughters and their mothers on this. The issue of a lot of this, pediatrician Lawrence Diller says from Walnut Street, California, is that genetics alone doesn't explain the overlap. Environment can play a role. Disorganized parents, I love this line, disorganized parents may find it more difficult to manage children with attention problems by using behavioral techniques. So these parents may be more likely to choose medication for their children. Now, this is one of my biggest concerns in the midst of all of this. In other words, we don't have these parents who are asking for these drugs say, we don't have the ability to manage our children in terms of the relational, so let's go with the medical. That's right out of this report in USA Today. You can go to USA Today's website and you can read it for yourself. Mozart's in big trouble. I'm talking about Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Yes, that Mozart. He's in big trouble with the Muslims because his 1781 opera, Idomeneo, was to be performed by Berlin's Deutsche Oper. That's the German opera. But it is now in big trouble. Roger Kimball, writing at the Wall Street Journal, says about the only thing less pleasing than having to sit through Hans Neufeld's production of Mozart's 1781 opera, Idomeneo, is the news that Berlin's German opera, citing, quote, an incalculable security risk from enraged Muslims, has decided to cancel its scheduled showing of the piece. Why? Because there are some statements about Islam in this. The opera ends with King Idomeneo issuing his last command, I announce peace. Well, that's just too much. It has led to offensiveness in the Muslim world. Folks, this isn't just about suicide bombers. It's not just about the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. It's not just about the war in Iraq and Iran. It's about the German opera. It's about Mozart. That ought to tell us just how radical these radicals really are. We'll be right back to talk about offensive T-shirts and the parents who let their kids wear them. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. Maissa Gray, assistant principal at Garfield Senior High School in Prince William, that's metropolitan Maryland near Washington, D.C., said, quote, it's almost like a live-action Pac-Man game. You see them coming through the hall, and they're trying to avoid you. Well, who's trying to avoid the assistant principal? T-shirts. Well, the T-shirts are being worn by students who don't want their T-shirts to be seen. Because the T-shirts are overtly sexual. Double entendre. Sexual innuendo. Most of what is on them, I can't read on the air today. But you have seen them in the shopping mall. You have seen them out in the neighborhoods. You've seen them at the park. You're seeing them at the schools. And, you know, how long before you're seeing them at church? That's the big question. And who is letting the kids wear these T-shirts anyway? I want to tell you a story. A colleague of mine had a teenage daughter that bought one of these shirts because, frankly, she liked the soft cotton. And a lot of these teenage girls are wearing T-shirts for teenage boys because they're comfortable to sleep in. This girl bought one, and it had an explicitly sexual innuendo that, by the way, would only make sense if she were a boy. And she came down the breakfast table wearing this T-shirt, and the father went into absolute apoplexy. And he had a fit. She had to go up and take the shirt off right away, and it was clear the girl had no idea what she was wearing. This was on the front wave of this phenomenon when a lot of these double entendres were out there on the T-shirts, and some people honestly didn't know what they were. But, folks, they know what they are now. And we're moving from the more ambiguous to the very clearly and overtly sexual. You're moving from innuendo into sexual explicitness now. There are a lot of things going on out there about this, but this one report from Metropolitan Washington, D.C. gets my attention because here you have fairly liberal areas in this country. You're talking about a blue county and a blue state here that is dealing with this because they're saying, how do we deal with kids who show up wearing T-shirts that are so explicitly sexual? I mean, we're not talking about political speech here. We're talking about sexual innuendo and worse. They're wearing T-shirts that say single and ready to mingle. My boyfriend is a good kisser. According to this news article, those aren't even controversial. Those are so tame, they're not even controversial. But the other ones, well, they're a whole lot more difficult than that. I have before me a printout from one major manufacturer, this Abercrombie & Fitch, detailing some of these shirts that are available, and there aren't very many of them I can read on this. I mean, certainly the ones I can resist everything except temptation. You've seen that before. But there's some in here that you got to look at and you realize, oh, I know what that means now. And with girls, it's not only the T-shirts, which are getting smaller and smaller and tighter, but it is also the hot pants and the shorts that have these messages, some of them written and printed on the rear end now. And again, unmentionable on this program today. Abercrombie & Fitch is a major purveyor of these, but you go in most department stores, you'll find them in one way or another. And Abercrombie & Fitch also has another store operated under its brand umbrella known as Hollister. And Hollister turns out to be one of the ones that is a chief marketer of these materials. They've got T-shirts like two boys for every girl, flirting my way to the top. Hollister has these. By the way, I love this. This is from a report from the Washington Post. And when you read this, all of a sudden you realize somebody could be in trouble here. Larissa Olson, age 20, a Hollister employee at Potomac Mills Mall in Woodbridge, Maryland, said she wonders why girls buy them. Quote, I'm like, she has no respect for herself. All I can say is, I hope Larissa still has a job. In the sense that my guess is that her employer didn't appreciate the fact that she just told the Washington Post that she has no respect for the customers that buy the product. But she has a point, a very important point. What are these girls trying to say? Let me just tell you a little bit about the big picture here. These T-shirts have been getting more and more explicit over time, They are, according to the Washington Post, I think they describe it well, blatantly sexual, occasionally clever, and often loaded with double meanings. You've got school administrators and, frankly, other students and teachers trying to figure out what these things mean. And once they figure them out, it's embarrassment for all concerned. Now, I'm not shocked that kids would do this. I'm really not. I mean, I don't think the teenager has changed a great deal over the last 50 or 60 years. And, you know, frankly, a lot of kids enjoy, well, expressing themselves in some form of rebellion through their clothing. But at the end of the day, this is a parental issue. This is an issue of parental responsibility. And as one parent of two teenagers, I just have to wonder, where are America's parents on this? Have you all lost your minds? Letting your kids walk out, go to school, go to the mall, or for that matter, go on a date, you know, with this kind of sexually explicit message written on their clothing? You know, this is stuff that I wouldn't have ever admitted thinking ever once in my life in front of my parents, much less putting it on a T-shirt and walking out of the house with it. Rick Mondlock, associate principal at Robinson Secondary School in Fairfax County, said, quote, "We try not to make a huge deal of it, but we also want to be protecting the school environment." He forced one child that had a shirt on that said pimps to take the shirt off and turn it inside out. Quote, "These shirts are more risque than they were even 5 years ago and probably a little more blunt. So you have to be attuned to it." Listen to what the kids had to say. Ashley, age 17, a junior at Eleanor Roosevelt High School, said, quote, "We have so many dress codes or whatever, so the T-shirts are like us rebelling against the teachers and principals because we can't wear what we want." Went on to say, another teenager said, "I think most girls and boys get the T-shirts because they're funny and they draw attention to you. I really don't care what guys say." Now, number one, here's one dad who would say to my daughter, "You better care what the guys say." The mother of that girl, the mother's name, Yakini Ajanaku, says she does not mind her daughter's T-shirts because she says Ashley wears them to be ironic. Quote, "I know she's a sweet girl, and I know that she's very conservative and not sexually active. Other people would probably get the wrong message, but I'm pretty much like, who cares what they think?" I got to tell you, we've come a long way in America, because I guarantee you my mom would not have said to me, "I don't care what other people think." In other words, we're wearing something by intention. We're sending a message. We're communicating by what we wear. And when we wear and allow our children to wear sexually explicit messages on their clothing, we're allowing them to advertise themselves sexually. Allison Wynn, age 17, a senior in Osborne Park High School in Prince William County, said, quote, "It gives me a little edge, but it's just to get a rise out of people because people know me." She's fond. Well, I can't read what it says on her T-shirt, her favorite T-shirt. Sorry. You're just going to have to trust me that you should be offended. By the way, the mother of that girl says, quote, "If it's not in good taste, I don't let her wear it," end quote. Well, this particular slogan, which I'm not going to repeat on the air, is a clear reference to the fact that she is capable and gifted at certain practices. And she thinks, the mother thinks, that this is in good taste because she says, "If it's not in good taste, I wouldn't allow her to wear it." Folks, I think this is one of those illustrative issues. It's one of those illustrations that there are parents in America who evidently let their kids do sexually explicit advertising in the clothes they wear to school. I think that tells us a lot about the culture. I think it tells us a lot about parents. I think it tells us a lot about the marketers who are selling this to our kids. I think it tells us a lot about the kids whose innocence is being betrayed by the clothing their peers are wearing. Because I guarantee you there are a lot of kids out there trying to figure out these meanings when they're supposed to be thinking about other things in school, like reading and writing and arithmetic. They're trying to figure out what the double entendre is, the double meaning is, on the shirt the girl next to them is wearing in class. The phone number is 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. I'd love to know what you're thinking about this. Do you let your kids wear these shirts? Are you offended by what you see in the shopping mall and in the schools? And what does this tell you? I mean, when you have parents say, "I don't care what other people think about this," does that make any sense at all to you as a parent? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. We'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Or go to www.albertmohler.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Albert Mohler.
Welcome back, folks. This is the kind of issue that, maybe parents aren't discussing this yet at church or at different meetings where parents get together, but maybe you ought to be. That's why I'm hoping that this show today will awaken some parents to take responsibility, first of all, individually for your own kids, but then also as parents together. Solidarity here would really help. And by the way, school administrators and youth leaders will greatly appreciate parents actually stepping in here to parent on this issue. The phone number is 877-893-8255. We're talking about explicitly sexual messages on T-shirts in particular, but other articles of clothing worn by teenagers today. They're showing up in high schools. They're showing up certainly in the shopping malls. They're showing up, are they showing up on your kids? That's the big question. Give me a call, 877-893-8255. David's calling, listening on WTBN in Tampa, Florida. Go ahead, David.
Yes, sir. You know, you asked rather rhetorically how long it would be before these are showing up at churches. It's too late for that. I go to a fairly conservative church, and I see these kind of things. Not uncommon.
David, I'd like to pretend I'm shocked, but I'm not a good actor. I'm not shocked. But tell me, you know, when you see these on these kids, do you think their parents saw them on them when they went to church in the morning?
I'm not really sure. I'll be honest. Most of the ones I see are on more like older kids, say college, young adults. But I do actually see them on teenagers and younger children as well. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't either. I appreciate your call, David, and you answered my rhetorical question with a very real-life experience here. It's already in our churches. That tells us something right there, you know, because it's unlikely that there's no one in that family or in that church that understands the double meaning on that T-shirt, if it's a double meaning. You know, it's impossible that someone's not seeing this and recognizing it for what it is. But we live in this culture of no offense, where we don't want to be ever offensive to anyone. We don't want to get into anyone's space, this culture of individual autonomy, where people say, look, I have the right to wear what I want to wear, do what I want to do, say what I want to say, eat what I want to eat. No one has any right to say that there are any value judgments to be placed upon that. I kind of understand and expect to hear that out in the shopping mall. I can't imagine a Christian saying that in church. I just can't imagine it. Let's go to Nancy, calling from Clearwater, Florida, listening on WTBN. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I am one of those parents that have kids that wear those T-shirts, and I am appalled by it. But they just laugh at me and tell me, you know, I'm not with it, and sometimes I don't even realize they have them on because I don't read everything, and it's only lately, maybe the last 6 months, you know, and my son's got a whole new wardrobe from, like you said, that you mentioned Hollister, and I said, I can't even believe that they sell these clothes. And I don't know if they do it just because they get a rise out of the other kids, but the slogans that my 20-year-old is wearing, I mean, he's got a girlfriend that's almost 18 years old. I can't imagine him wearing that to his girlfriend's house in front of the parent and her liking this. I mean,
I can't either, Nancy. Let me ask you, how old are your boys?
16 and 20.
16 and 20. Let me say that, number one, let me encourage you to do what you're doing in terms of speaking your judgment on these issues, and then, Nancy, make it count. Make it count such that you put a squeeze on them such that if they wear these shirts and they displease you and disobey you in this matter, they pay a penalty they don't want to pay for it. Because I don't care if they are 16 and 20, you are the mom. They are there in your household. They're responsible to obey you even in terms of what they wear. And if you're out of it, which you're not, Nancy, you're not out of it. But if they think you're out of it, just remember that that is one of the glories of being the parent of adolescents. If you do your job, they're going to think you're out of it. And so, Nancy, clamp down on them. Do everything you can. Get help if necessary. Because I think this is the big issue. What we wear on our body betrays the essence of our heart. And that's where we really, really have to be very careful. Thanks for your call, Nancy. God bless you. I appreciate your honesty. And you'll cause a lot of other parents to think carefully about this as well. Folks, the phone number is 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. One of the challenges I face today is helping you to understand just how sexually explicit these messages are, because I'm not about to read them on the air. You've been to the shopping mall. You've probably visited a junior high school or a high school. And as we've heard, you've probably been to church and seen some of these. Some of it's double entendre, double meaning. Some of it, well, it's pretty singular. It's pretty clear and direct. The phone number is 877-893-8255. Do you let your kids wear these? If so, why? 877-893-TALK. We'll be right back with your calls. I like someone with a plan. Let's go to Laurie, calling, listening on WTBN. She's calling from Newport Richey, Florida. Go ahead, Laurie.
Thank you for taking my call. I enjoy your show. For the mother that called, and I did it with my children, even with my grandchildren, if they wore something inappropriate, they knew that that needed to stop. And if it showed up in my laundry hamper, it disappeared. And if your kids are having to replace their clothes with their money, that would be a deterrent, because they sure wouldn't be spending my money to buy clothes like that.
Laurie, thanks for calling and for being a mom in control here. I actually never thought about that, as a matter of fact. I never thought about mom's opportunity to make things disappear from the laundry bin. Of course, some of these things, maybe a good dose of a good cup or so of bleach will make sure that no one can read these T-shirts anyway. But then again, I'm not giving laundry advice either. Let's go to Paula calling from Farmington, New Mexico. Go ahead, Paula.
Hi, I just wanted to say that my husband and I are both Christians, and we raised four teenagers at the same time. They were all, they all had their ideas, and there was no way that they were allowed to wear what they wanted when they wanted. And we weren't their best friends all the time. But they're now grown people, and I think that they're better for it.
Paula, are you telling me that you and your husband raised four teenagers who were all teenagers at the same time?
Yes, and they all are wonderful people now, and raised, you know, there was times when we didn't like them very much, but we did have rules, and we stuck to it as parents, and it worked.
Well, God bless you. What a great testimony. My first thought is, how in the world did you stay in food during all that time? That is a great word. I mean, here is a mom saying, you know, look, we raised four. We were teenagers at the same time. We didn't allow them to wear what they wanted when they wanted, because being cool is not a parent's job. Being popular with your kids is not a parent's job. Being a parent is a parent's job. And that means that we are responsible for how our kids show up and what they're wearing when they show up. By the way, this Washington Post article had something very interesting. Had to do with a young woman who was wearing a very sexually suggestive shirt. And, well, in this case, at Potomac Senior High School in Prince William, a girl recently wore, this is from the Washington Post, a black T-shirt. I can't read you what it said. Steve Bryson, the school's administrative assistant, brought the girl into his office. Quote, I asked her, why would you wear something like that? And she said, I don't know. My dad knows that I have it. So I called the dad, and of course he had no idea. He said, throw it away. I mean, that tells you something right there. You know, an awful lot of these kids are wearing clothes, and evidently this dad, I wonder if he ever noticed it. I wonder if he just let the kid, the girl, walk out of the house, and he never noticed it till the assistant principal called about it. That'll get a dad's attention. The phone number is 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. I really appreciate the calls today. I think that, number one, if you're not allowing your kids to wear these, you do know that they're seeing them. That's right. I mean, unless you're going to put masking tape over your kids' eyes, they're going to see these kinds of things. And they're going to see them at the park, and they're going to see them at the beach, and they're going to see them at the pool, and they're going to see them at school and at the mall and at church. In too many cases, that's what's really frightening here. You know, I am offended by this in so many different ways. I'm offended that there's so many parents who seem not to parent, but I'm also offended that our kids are being robbed of innocence. You know, this one mom, by the way, who's speaking of her teenager, saying, I'm not really worried about the fact she's wearing that because they're really very ironic. Well, you know, in an academic sense, that's probably even true. But you know what? It's really tragic that our kids are even out there thinking thoughts about some of these things, occasioned by the T-shirts worn by their friends. I mean, there is stuff on these T-shirts that that teenagers have no business even talking about. You say, well, I sound like some kind of throwback. Well, let me just put it this way. I do believe there are things you don't have to know. And I think there are things you certainly shouldn't know before you're ready to know them. And I think there are things that you shouldn't force on others by wearing T-shirts like this that really robs them of their own innocence. And frankly, I don't know how you concentrate in class when the kids around you are wearing these T-shirts. And what are they trying to say? You know, one of the things I find absolutely incredible in this article is the statements made by parents who say, no one's going to take this seriously. You know, they're going to know that she's really a good girl. They're going to know that she's not sexually active. And then they come around and say, but if people think something different, I don't care what they think. Let me just point out that a Christian responsibility is to care what other people think. Not for the wrong reasons, thus to make the wrong decisions, but for the right reasons in order to make the right decisions. You know, just think about what Paul writes in Philippians, where he says we're to keep our minds on whatsoever things are true and beautiful, good, of pure, of good report. You know, it's just inconceivable to me that you'd have Christian parents who say to their kids, look, it really doesn't matter what you wear. You can wear these sexually explicit messages because there's no moral point here. Of course there's a moral point here. The kid's wearing it in order to transgress. The kid's wearing it in order to make a point. And, I mean, only, I would say, parents who stick their head in the sand are able to say with any kind of straight face, I don't think they're trying to send a message. Let's go to Patty, listening on WHCV, calling from Bristol, Tennessee. Go ahead, Patty.
Hi, I was just going to comment on the defense of the parent. You know, you mentioned the girl at the high school, and the principal called the dad, and he said, oh, I didn't know she had that. You know, kids are sneaky. I work in a high school, and it's not beyond them to hide clothes in their backpacks and change after they get to school or to wear something over it. But from a parent's standpoint, you know, I police my children's rooms. I regularly go through their things, and I haven't found anything offensive, but I don't send my children shopping without me.
Hey, Patty, thanks. Great call. Value added in your call. I want to tell you what it is. You know, your kids do not have a closet. You have a closet they get to use. Your kids do not have a room. You have a room they get to live in. You know, it's your territory. Go in there. Do a little inventory. Find out what's in there. You find a T-shirt you don't like, confiscate it. That's right. Be the police force. You know, arrest if necessary. You do whatever is your job as a parent, but number one, don't allow adolescents to think this is their personal space, that you must stay out. That has to do with what they read. It has to do with what they do with their cell phone. It has to do with what they do with the computer and their IM and their email and all the rest. And certainly it has to do with their clothing as well. Patty, thanks for that. And this show would have lacked something if Patty hadn't said that. And just made clear, you know, parents have to do this. And she's right. Kids are sneaky. You know what? Well, adults are sneaky, too. But kids are sneaky in that they'll put on clothes when they get to school or show clothing that they didn't show when they went out the door. Here's the deal. Could your kid get away with that a second time? I mean, once the gig is up and once the first arrest is made, there better not be a repeat offense. This is a good conversation. I hope that perhaps you will start this conversation as well with the other parents in your kids' youth group at church. I hope you'll start this conversation with other parents in your neighborhood and school. Let me tell you something that also offends me. It's how many youth leaders at church say, I can't bring this up because I don't want to offend anybody. Well, just how much misbehavior do they have to commit before you think maybe it's time to actually break glass and sound the alarm? We'll be right back. You know, it tells you something when even trying to talk about this, I can't read you the messages on so many of these T-shirts. You'll have to, well, if you are a parent, I think, yes, you have to go find out what these are and what's out there and make sure your kids aren't wearing them. Let's go to Jennifer, calling from WTBN in Tampa, Florida. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hey, I was just going to mention the uniform issue. I know it's a can of worms, but I think that if all the schools were limited to the uniforms, this would not even be of a concern in the school system.
You know, Jennifer, I think you're exactly right, and that's why I'm a big proponent of uniforms. I'm a big proponent of uniforms because, I tell you, the clothing we have on our body has a lot to do with our state of mind and what we're doing. And uniforms really work for a couple of reasons. Number one, you don't have to worry about keeping up with the peer group because your peer group, by definition, is wearing the same clothes. Secondly, there's a seriousness that uniforms imply. And I really like that. For instance, there are studies showing that if a young person going to take, for instance, the SAT, you take a young boy going to take the SAT, you put him in a coat and tie, he will sometimes score a higher grade simply because, a higher score simply because, somehow, even psychologically, this is implying something more serious. You know, it's like I was telling a group of young men today, if someone's looking for help and authority in a room, who are they going to look for? They're not going to look for the kid in the cargo shorts and the T-shirt. They're going to look for the guy in the suit. And, you know, frankly, if you're looking at a school for students that are serious, well, a school just looks more serious when you look out there and they're wearing uniforms. Uniforms aren't a panacea because they're not going to be in uniforms all the time. It's not just what's in the school, of course, where Jennifer makes a very good point. It's also when they're at the mall, when they're at the youth group at church, and when they're with their peers just hanging out. But, folks, we're not parents only when they're at school. We're parents 24/7. They are our responsibility. We will give an answer to God for how we raise these children, and one of our parenting decisions is what we will and will not allow them to wear. So let me go back to where I began just a few moments ago. Don't assume that this is their private issue. They don't get to decide what they're going to eat. They don't get to decide where or whether they're going to go to school. They don't get to decide whether they're going to get their vaccines when their little kids go into the doctor. Why? Because you're a parent. You know what's best for them. And so along with eat your vegetables and you must be in bed by a decent hour and you must obey what we say and not play in the street, there needs to be, yes, we are the parents when it comes to your clothing. Yes, we are oppressive. We are the dictators of your closet. We are the oppressors of your soul when it comes to what you're going to wear. We are the censors of what kind of messages you're going to send on your T-shirt. And furthermore, we're the police who will pull you over and write you a ticket when you wear what you shouldn't wear and disobey the rules that we set down. Folks, the world would be a very different place if in postmodern America, parents would simply show up and do their job. We'll be back next week for Intelligent Christian Conversation. This is the Albert Mueller Program.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmoeller.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmoeller.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mueller Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.